This section, we're going to talk about the JAWS for Windows 3.5 network capability. And in this release, we now have the option for site licenses and so forth at schools to get installed directly to a server, and the system administrator can set up users, and the users can have their own individual profiles. And we're going to demonstrate that here. I've restarted a JAWS for Windows directly from the server, and we've got it set up on my profiles, Eric, and also have another setup for Earl. So if I move to the JAWS window,
Alt tab, JAWS dash Eric,
I see that it says JAWS, and in the title line it has my name, Eric, because it knows Eric's profiles are loaded right now. So it came up running with my voice settings, my rate, my punctuation, and so forth. And if Earl had logged onto this system, it would have launched with his. Now, if I left the computer and Earl sat down, he would go through the process of switching. We'll do that now. I'm in the JAWS window, and I'll go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file.
And open the file menu.
Enter, menu active, run JAWS from system tray. Run JAWS first.
Moving down.
Change JFW login dot dot dot.
Now, if you do not have the network version of JAWS for Windows installed, you will not have this choice available to you in your JAWS for Windows file menu. Otherwise, you would. And I'll press Enter here to go to this dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, JAWS for Windows login dialog, username, colon, combo box, Earl.
Okay, and each user on the network that has a profile set up will appear in this combo box list in alphabetical order. So Earl was first. If I down arrow here, I'll go through the list.
Ed K.
Ed K is another one in the test labs at Henner Joyce that has a profile set up here.
Eric.
And there's mine.
Glenn.
And there's more in here. We'll go back to Earl.
E. Earl.
And I'll tab forward.
Tab. Password. Colon. Edit.
Now, you've got to know Earl's password, obviously, to log in and switch to Earl's settings, and I happen to know it.
Star, 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 tab, OK button.
It's, now you all know it. It's star, 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 star.
Enter, JAWS for Windows dialog. You are now logged in as Earl, period. OK button.
All right, so notice it's still using my settings. Until I press Enter here, we'll switch to Earl's preferred voice.
Enter.
JAWS Earl.
Okay, JAWS Earl. Now I'll go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, file. Menu active, run JAWS from system tray.
Earl really likes the Shelly voice there.
Run JAWS first. Change JFW login dot dot dot. Enter, leaving menus, JAWS for Windows login dialog, username, combo box, Earl.
And I'll switch back to Eric's settings here.
E, Earl. E, Ed K, E, Eric. Tab, password, edit. Star, 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 star. Enter, JAWS for Windows dialog. You are now logged in as Eric. Enter.
JAWS dash Eric.
Okay, and it's that easy to switch back and forth for the users. And again, when they sit down and they log on at a workstation and then run JAWS for Windows, the JAWS for Windows on the server will recognize the hardware that they're installed on or that they're running on at the moment. So they'll know that if this particular computer has hardware, synthesizers, and so forth, those can be used. And it'll also recognize the user and load their own personal preferences.